Hello, all you Burroughs listeners. I'm curious, have you ever heard this song?
Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. You made this broken heart whole. Every promise you declared, now alive and in control. From the east to the west. Yeah, my shame, you let it go. In the kingdom. Yahweh, oh my soul.
Yeah, you pulled me from the pit, gave me hope I can't forget. Healed the wounds, broke the chains, now my past holds no regret. Crown me with compassion, mercy running through my veins. Every prophecy completed. Yeah, you kept all your claims, your love and kindness everlasting. Your patience never fails, you remember we are dust. Just a breath inside the gale, but you lifted up the lowly. Gave the weak a place to stand, now your kingdom's in full power. Not a dream, it's in the land.
Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. You made this broken heart whole. Every promise you declared.
How about this one?
There was silence in heaven, still as the dawn. The Lamb broke the seal, the waiting was gone. The prayers of the faithful rose in the flame. Fire fell down, and the earth called his name.
Old Jerusalem, your time had come. The war was over, his will was done. From thunder and lightning, mercy was born. Grace in the ashes, peace in the storm.
When the trumpets call, when the trumpets call.
Or this one, or this one, or how about this one? No? Well, I'm not surprised. My guest today, Tony Driver, is a full preterist songwriter. So let's get into the interview and hear all about this new exciting work that she's doing. Welcome back to the Burroughs of Berea. I am Rick Welch. And guys, guess what? This is going to be so surprising to a most, especially a lot of our listeners, especially who are in the full preterist world. I have guests, Cameron and Tony Driver. They are songwriters and they write songs from the full preterist paradigm. And it is wild. So hello, Cameron and Tony Driver.
Hello.
Hey.
It's so nice to meet you guys. We've met online. I don't know if it was through YouTube or how. I'm not sure how we did it. I think you were saying before we started recording that you had watched the Revelation study that me and Mike and Zach and Joel are doing. And then I think I had mentioned the podcast and you listened to the podcast. And then we just, I guess through the comments, that's how we started talking to one another. And then you introduced me to your YouTube channel and I went on and I listened to it and I was like, are you kidding? This is exactly what we need. So I'm so glad you're on the show.
Thank you. Yes, it's nice to be here.
So tell me something. First of all, tell me a little bit about yourselves, where you guys are from, and maybe some back history. You know, like I'd like to hear your testimony or a brief version of your testimony.
Okay. Well, we are from North Carolina, a little place called China Grove. Yeah. It's sort of close to Charlotte, I guess you could say.
Okay.
But anyhow, I was actually saved around 11, 12 years old at a local church down the road. And, from that moment, you know, the Lord started working in my life, just, you know, from all kinds of stuff, just changing me every step of the way. I actually moved to like Washington State as I got older, and I kind of went to Connecticut. So I've kind of been in a couple of different locations, because that's how the Lord just sort of took me, I think, away from my home here to grow, to get closer to Him. So when I lived here, you just go to church because you go to church. When I moved away, I was like, okay, I need another church. I need somewhere to go. And I remember praying, and it was so funny. A lady that went to my home church actually lived in Washington and found out we was out there. So we went and had, a meal with them, and I was sharing with her, I don't even see churches out here except for some that look kind of scary, and I wasn't going there because it had like gothic looking things. I wasn't, it's Catholic or something, I don't know. But anyhow, so I prayed about it, and she, I talked to her, and she talked to her pastor, and lo and behold, the pastor that was a local church right near us came, and he invited us to his church, and so therefore I went, and it was great. I mean, it was wonderful. And there I started growing more. Like I understood, hey, you need to go to Bible studies. You need to do. Hey, the Lord just took me in little steps all along the way. When I went to Connecticut, the Lord was showing me, hey, you need Christian friends. That's important. You need really close Christian friends. So I started with that, and it just keeps going on. And the Lord still, I mean, to this very day, He is still reaching out to me, showing me, hey, you need to grow here. You need to do this. You need to do that. It's wonderful. I mean, it's great having a really close personal relationship with the Lord. You can see how, you would think, why would you go to Washington to learn that? Well, you have to sometimes get out of your comfort zone in order to grow with the Lord.
You're
And
exactly right. I've been the last year of my life, that is what my life has been. Complete, just out of my comfort zone, where it makes me draw closer to him. I have to draw closer to him. We've had a lot of death in our family. We've had a lot of grief, a lot of sadness. And through that, issues, upheavals in my business, like all kinds of things going on, to where it's just made me draw closer to him. And you're right. Our relationship, with him, it's critical, and we do need to be aware. We need to listen. We need to listen when he talks to us and shows us things.
right, exactly.
Yeah. So, how about you, Cameron?
Well, I was saved a long time ago, but I walked away from the Lord because I ended up being a pretty good softball player, and I played it for 32 years, and it sort of became my God there for a while. I was going to play softball, or I thought I was going to die, but I got back in church knowing that's not the life God wanted me to live. And when I got back in church, I always felt like there was something that just wasn't quite right. Then I found full preterism. I knew that's what I was missing, because I was looking for something that already happened. Because I thought that it what I was being taught, what I was learning, just wasn't checking all the boxes, so to speak. I reckon. But the best thing about our pastor we have now, who's leading us to full preterism and giving us a great understanding of what it is and why it's already happened, I can quote 3 John verse 4: "My greatest joy is knowing that my children walk in the truth." Because now, for the first time in my life, because I'm 69, last year and a half, 2 years, I know that we're walking in the truth, and I can share that with my children, my grandchildren, and hope and pray my children shares it with theirs.
Yeah, that's amazing. How, just out of curiosity, so where did you hear about full preterism from? Was it from the pastor or from somewhere else?
Was from our
My
pastor
pastor.
right now. It was kind of funny. We started, I guess it was what, 2 years ago? Something like 2 years ago, maybe a year and a half ago, somewhere. We were in Sunday school, and he's like, okay, so what do y'all want to start studying? And one of the young men, so we were to do a Bible study on, Revelations. And he was like, oh, okay. So he came back the next week, I guess it was about next week or a week or two after. He says, okay, well, this is great. We're going to need to start in Daniel. And we all looked like, what? What makes sense, obviously. And so we did. We went through the whole book of Daniel, and then we started going, and he was also studying, and as he's studying, going through this, he's starting to realize, you know, reaching out the different places to learn more about revelations and stuff like that. And he's starting to see it. So he's sharing with us what he is learning every step of the way. And
so it's happening in real time. That's awesome.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Definitely. Yes.
It's been an interesting ride, but really everything, what we learn, everything just fits into place. It makes so much sense instead of trying to add stuff to God's word that you don't need to do. When you just read it the way it is actually written for those people, it's written to them, but it is for us. That is so, once you understand that and you really, really see that it all did happen, and it just fits together like that. It just really fits together.
You know, that was the one of the things for me. Of course, I was raised in premillennial dispensationalism. So I had, everything was future for me. All of those things were future. And so wondering, you know, when is the temple going to be built? And, you know, an earthquake would happen and somebody would say, oh, there's a sign. It's a sign of the times, you know, and it was so common, so constant. And then also, rapture was big in our church, you know, the Southern Baptist church where I'm from, the rapture was huge. And so when I first started seeing the Olivet Discourse in Matthew 24 and looking at it from their perspective, like what did it mean to them? You know, the disciples that Jesus was talking to, and it was obvious he was talking about the temple. He was just there. And it was obvious he was talking about the end of their world, not ours. And once that starts to happen, like I was having cognitive dissonance. Like I was having a hard time with it because I was like, wait, but no, wait, all of this is future. How does this work? But then as the words, like you say, and in God's word, as things started to unfold, it was like the Spirit of God was just like, yes, boom, yes, get it. And then you get it. And it's like, everything that you said, we're not having to play with your words. We're not having to do anything. Like we can literally take your word at face value, what it's saying here. Obviously, a lot of things are shifting into the spiritual, from the physical to the spiritual. And Jesus has been saying that from the moment he comes on the scene. So once that happened for me, it took me about 6 months, but once I finally saw it, I was like, oh, this is it, you know? And so from there, it was just about understanding it, you know, then understanding like the application of it. That's why I was excited whenever I heard that you were a songwriter, because I love worship music. I always have. And it's big, like the Berean Bible Church in Virginia Beach, Pastor David Curtis, he's a full preterist, has been since the 90s. And his wife and granddaughter sing songs. And it's one of the things I look forward to the most on Sunday morning. I love listening to, you know, sing worship songs. So you were saying earlier, before we started recording, tell me a little bit about that moment when you were like, wait a minute, these songs aren't working for me anymore.
Okay. Well, see, the more we learned about it, and our pastor, we were talking about it, and there's no music out there. And I was like, this is crazy. And like I was saying, I'm listening to the radio and a lot of the songs that I really enjoyed. I'm listening, going, wait a minute, Jesus ain't coming back. He already came back. And little things like that was just starting to really just sort of like hit me. It's like, this is awful.
Yeah.
You know, I love it, but this is awful. And I'm thinking, I need stuff for me to listen to. So like I listen to my own songs in my car through YouTube because I don't have no other way of doing it, really.
Yes.
But I'll listen to it. But I wouldn't say that I was a songwriter. I'm just putting stuff together and creating, because it's really, I'm taking a lot of just scripture and just putting thoughts in with it and just throwing it out there. And it's just developing. So I wouldn't really say I was a songwriter.
You wouldn't.
But I am trying to get songs out there. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. Let's see here. Prepare My Heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's your song, right?
Yeah.
Prepare My Heart. The Covenant Stands. My
right.
Help comes from Yahweh.
Right.
Yahweh is my shepherd. Keep your eyes on him. So what I'm going to do in the show notes, guys, if you want, I want you to go and click and go to her channel and then just listen. So tell me a little bit about that. Tell me about how you do it.
Okay. Well, like I said, well, like for example, this week, our pastor, he had a sermon, and I'm taking notes down. I'm taking all the notes I can. I put all the scripture that he has mentioned throughout, we're looking up and stuff. So I'll put all that together, and I use like chat sometimes or like Copilot, and I will put my scriptures, well, not my script, but the scriptures that he's referring to, I'll put it in there, and I will tell it like full preterist, lens. It has to be, because if you don't, it could tell you something else. But anyway, you put all that in there, and I will put in there my thoughts and how I want it to go, and then I will ask it like if I want to make a country song. See, I don't know how to put lyrics together and stuff like that, but chat does. So I can tell chat, I want this to be a country, or I want this to be a hard rock. Or our pastor really likes hard rock metal. It's kind of funny, but I make it work for him too. And
Sure.
right, I try to get all the different styles of music. But anyway, I'll tell it, okay, a country song or a rap song or whatever. And it will help line up the lyrics to go with that. So that's important. When I was first doing it, I really didn't know even that. My oldest son, he does music a little bit. He plays guitar and stuff like that. So he was kind of helped me along the way as far as that goes. But chat and the Copilot does help out a lot. So I am kind of like doing it because I'm not all that special. I'm just trying to get music out there that I can enjoy. And if everybody else wants to enjoy it with me, perfect. Because there isn't anything out there. I mean, this is new stuff. But again, I don't like to really say songwriter because I am getting a little help with it.
What is the name of your channel again?
It's Tony Driver. Let me look.
1518.
Yeah, I think that's it. Tony Driver
Tony Driver
1518.
1518. So here's what I'm going to do, if it's okay with you. I'm going to share. Is it okay if I share my screen so that we can
Oh,
look at your
sure.
channel? I'm
Yes.
going to take the guests here on a little trip. So let's see if it'll, I don't know if it'll let me play it. It might, but let's see what happens. So we'll go to here and share the screen. Okay, so we are at your channel. So we're at, it's Tony Driver at Tony Driver 1518. Having fun making songs to bring me close to the Lord. Songs of fulfilled promise. I hope you enjoy them. So let's see, is there a song like, let's see, 2 days ago you put out a song, Always on Fire. Let's see what
Right.
happens if I hit play. Let's see if it'll play. You want to try that? Let's see.
Sure.
Can you hear that?
I cannot.
You can't hear that?
No.
Okay. All right, guys. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop sharing this, but what I'll do, guys, at the end of this, at the end of our episode, I'm going to play a few of your videos so that people can hear, what it is that you
Okay.
do.
Sure.
So you said you do chat and Copilot. Do you use a particular AI song generator?
Yes, I do have one. I don't really know what it's called because I just keep going to it. But I do have one that I do because so I'll make the lyrics. We get the lyrics written down, and then I will take that and I will put it in myself. So, because you on there's an option where I guess you could just tell it, hey, I want to write a song. I guess it will make it up. I don't do that. I just go ahead and custom what I do. I could, I don't want to mess up, but I might could find it on my computer,
I use a thing called Suno, Suno,
but
and I generated like the Birds of Berea intro song that I had with that, but I'm terrible at it. I don't know how to use it properly, so
right. Well, I've been
but
learning as I go. My
well,
very
that's what's
first
amazing
one,
though. They're
I was
really
going to
good
say,
songs.
well, yeah, I mean, I really try hard I mean, I want it to sound good because I want to listen to this stuff. I mean,
But you want
sometimes
to tell the
I'll
truth.
have to go over it. I have to put it in a couple of different times if it doesn't come out the way I want it to. I was really trying to make a song for Kannapolis does this a Celebration of Lights thing. And I tried to make a song for that, but it wouldn't say Kannapolis. It kept saying Cannapolis. And I'm like, really? That was so irritating. So sometimes, and sometimes it'll say words. I can't make it do anything different. But, you know.
Yeah.
But I wish I could remember what the name of that thing was, but I don't. What is that noise? Mm-hmm. We have some extra noise.
But Rick, one thing about her songs, they're her songs because if she don't like it, she makes it be what she wants it to be. You know, she might have the help from all this other stuff, but it's her heart that's coming out.
Right. Yeah, and that's when I noticed one of the songs. Let me pull. I'm going to go to it real quick. The song that where is it? I liked "Keep God First" was one of them.
Oh,
and then
yeah,
I loved that song. Joyful Under His Wings. I loved Under His Wings. That is such
right.
a great song.
I mean, that's the scripture.
Oh, I know. I know, but it's just put to music the way that you do it. And so that's when that's one of the things that I was very excited about, especially for those of us in full preterism, because we don't really have a whole lot of hymn writers in full preterism. We don't have a lot of Christian music coming out that's, you know, full, that looks at it from a fulfilled perspective. It just doesn't. And some of the songs that we do know in hymns, if it has like a future tense to it, a lot of times we'll alter it just a little bit just to make it, you know, work for what we believe.
Right.
So may I ask, what is your pastor's name?
Alan Thompson.
Alan Thompson.
Yeah, I
okay.
wanted to say that because he says, don't put me in there. I said, oh, I'm going to.
And what is the name of your church? Do you mind me asking?
No, I don't mind. It's Rogers Park Reformed. It's
Okay.
in Kannapolis.
Wow. Rogers Park Reformed. I'm going to make the trip and visit you.
Oh, yeah.
You have it on Sundays? What time do you normally have church?
Yes, Sundays at 11.
Sunday. Sunday school is at 10.
Yeah, we do have Sunday school about 10 o'clock.
Sunday school is at 10, and then regular services at 11. And
Mm-hmm.
I could come and visit.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. He would
Okay.
love it. My
I
youngest son would
guarantee I would
love
love
it.
it. Yeah.
My youngest son he started listening to y'all stuff way before us. He introduced
Really?
us to a lot of stuff. Yeah, he's something.
Oh,
But
wow.
yeah, I would love for you to come. They would be excited.
How far? Let's see. Kannapolis is not far. It's like an hour and a half for me,
No.
right?
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not that far away.
Yeah, because I'm just near Asheville, so that's not
Right.
far at all.
Right.
I could come down and go to church on a Sunday and drive home in the same day, no problem.
Yes. Yes, you could.
Wow. It means a lot to me that you guys, number one, that you do this, that you do write this and you share it. And so, guys, I'm going to have a link in the show notes. Please click and go and become a subscriber. And also, listen to the songs. Don't just become a subscriber. Listen to the songs and communicate here, you know, via comments or, you know, on their YouTube page because this is the songs that we sing, we're supposed to sing unto another, one to another with a new song. You know, it's the scripture says that sing with a new song. And Paul tells us to sing, you know, spiritual songs to one another, to encourage one another. And I, like you said for yourself, you want to hear these songs because you like them. Well, we need these songs. We need to be able to listen. So I'm excited that you're doing it, and it looks like you're going to keep on doing it because you enjoy it.
Yes, it is really pretty fun. I mean, I do get a lot out of it, but
Yeah.
more importantly, when if I go on a trip, I know I can listen to my music. And not have to worry about running out because I'm gonna keep doing it. And you know, hey, somebody had a thought, and you know, hey, could you make a song out of this? I mean, I'd give it a try. I'll try. But
Yeah.
I definitely want a lot of scripture-based songs. I mean, to me, that's important because you know, it's important to sing about the Lord. It's important to read about the Lord, and you kind of get both in my music.
It's easy to sing too, Rick, when you're singing for His glory because you know the truth. The truth, His glory is in the truth, and we've got to get the truth out there.
You're exactly right. And to be perfectly honest with you, even before, you know, before I saw things as fulfilled, one of the joys, the reason why I loved worship, of course, we're worshiping our, you know, Savior.
Amen.
But within those hymns, there's a lot of doctrine. And there's a lot of wrong doctrine, actually. And those
Yes.
songs that we sing, we're perpetuating some incorrect doctrine, and we don't even realize it. And we think that we believe it. And then when you find out you don't, then I don't know about you. Like, I get heartbroken about some of those songs. I'm like, oh man, I really like that song. I had a friend, Mary McLeod. She was an early follower on the Burroughs, and she sent a message and she said, "You ruined my song for me." Because she was like, there was a song, Jesus is coming back, Jesus is coming back. And then she's like, now I'm going to have to say, well, Jesus has already come back and it's not working for me. And I was like, what do you mean it's not working for you? This is incredible, you know? So, but just out of curiosity, what denomination were you prior to this?
Well, I grew up Southern Baptist.
Southern Baptist. Yeah. How about you, Kendra?
Southern Baptist also. So we grew up in the dispensationalism. So, but the whole time, the further older I got, I was realizing there's something just not right. I mean, there's what am I missing? It's got to be something else.
It's head scratching, ain't it? I
Yes, it is.
remember, I remember thinking the same things, like whenever Jesus said, "This generation shall not pass away until all these things are fulfilled," I'm like, well, did he mean it? Did he mean that? Like, did he actually mean that? And then, and they would say, well, it means that generation that's going to be alive at the time. I'm like, that isn't, it's not what he said though. It doesn't, you know, and I used to scratch my head about those things. Or like Matthew 16, 27 and 28, where he says there are some of those standing here that will not taste death. And you're like, well, did they? I mean, what do you mean? Like, what's going on? You know? So it is, I know that. And there's plenty of people that argue against us and, oh, this is heretical, and they say these kinds of things. But when you get a grasp of this, you really get a hold of it. It's like, oh my goodness. I praise the Lord. He did it. He did it. He completed it. And I'm so thankful. And boy, doesn't the Bible come alive. Doesn't it come alive?
Yes, it really does. It's awesome reading it now and knowing it's fulfilled. It is really good.
All I know, there's no people walking around here is over 2,000 years old, Rick.
No, sir. I mean, you know, my wife used to say that. She used to ask the question. She said, are there some people still living, you know, from that day, you think, possibly? And of course the answer was no. But that's where the brain goes whenever
That's
you think
right.
that way. So, wow, I'm very excited. Well, it means a lot to me that you guys were on the show. Guys, if you will, go to the show notes, click, listen, subscribe to Tony Driver's YouTube. Comment to her, tell her what you think about this music, and just enjoy the songs that are playing right after this video. All right. Well, Cameron, you guys don't hang up, but we're going to end this 30-minute session. Thank you so much for being on the Burrows of Berea.
Absolutely.
Thank
Thank
you, and
you.
thank the Lord you found your ring also.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Guys, you don't know this, but we were actually supposed to get on just a few minutes ago, and I've lost so much weight that my ring. I was outside working with my son in the yard. My ring disappeared, and I had to get on here. And I'm like, Tony, guys, I'm so sorry. I can't do this. I got to find it. And my son found it. Praise the Lord. So I'm glad
Amen.
that I found the ring. So, all right, well, you guys hang on, and I'll talk to you guys again next time on the Burrs of Rhea. See you guys.
Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. You made this broken heart whole. Every promise you declared, now alive and in control. From the east to the west, yeah, my shame you let it go. In the kingdom you establish, bless Yahweh, oh my soul.
Yeah. Yeah, you pulled me from the pit, gave me hope I can't forget. Healed the wounds, broke the chains, now my past holds no regret. Crown me with compassion, mercy running through my veins. Every prophecy completed, yeah, you kept all your claims. Your love and kindness everlasting, your patience never fails. You remember we are dust, just a breath inside the gale. But you lifted up the lowly, gave the weak a place to stand. Now your kingdom's in full power, not a dream, it's in the land.
Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. You made this broken heart whole. Every promise you declared, now alive and in control. From the east to the west, yeah, my shame you let it go. In the kingdom you established, bless Yahweh, oh my soul.
You showed your ways to Moses, showed your heart to Israel's lion. Slow to anger, rich in mercy, overflowing every time. You removed my transgression, put it farther than the sky. From the old age to the new one, you fulfilled it most. High your throne's established in the heavens. Your rule is overall, not a future hope we're chasing. It's the present kingdom call. All your angels stand and worship, all creation in control. And I join that holy chorus, bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Yeah, this is the reign you promised, this is the age you planned. Not waiting for someday glory, cause your glory fills the land. Your righteousness unending, from the young to the old. Your covenant still standing, every word you spoke you told us. This is the reign you promised, this is the age you planned. Not waiting for someday glory, cause your glory fills the land. Your righteousness unending, from the young to the old. Your covenant still standing, every word you spoke you told it. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul.
Not to us, O Lord, but to your name be the glory. For your loving kindness and truth, they built their idols, hands of stone and story. But you made all things new, the veil was torn from top to bottom. The mercy seat revealed, no more lambs upon the altar. The blood of Christ has time. Daniel's vision reached its end. 70 weeks were full, transgression sealed in line. Everlasting righteousness began. The city fell, the stars turned dark. As heaven's sign appeared, the Son of Man. Is done. The kingdom's here, it's not delayed. Every promise he has made found its yes in Christ the Son. No temple needed. To us, O Lord, but to your name give glory. You alone are God, forever we'll sing your story. They're idols of mouths, but they cannot speak. Eyes, but they never see. Ears, but they do not hear. Hands, but they cannot reach. But you, O Lord, are in the heavens.
You do all that you please. You dwell in hearts not made by hands. Your glory fills the redeemed. The idols are fallen, the stones are gone. The temple is Christ. Somehow all nations see the light begun. The Lord is one, His will is done. The kingdom's here, it's not delayed. Every word He spoke has stayed forever true, forever one. No temple needed. The work is done. To us, O Lord, or
called me to rise, breathing my soul, open my eyes. No more chains, no more lies. The cross was the battle, the grave couldn't hide. No darkness stands, no power remains. The Lamb has conquered. Will the powers that arise know? For His blood covers all, past, present, and forevermore.
For I am convinced, neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come,
nor height, nor depth, nor
accusing him across the land. But Gallio said, "This ain't my fight," and kicked their case into the night. Sultans took the angry blows, just like our Jesus long ago. But God had told how it would be, and now we live in victory. Now I see, praise the Lord, opened eyes I can't ignore. The blind ones claim they knew the way, but Jesus brought a brand new day. The house you built is here to stay. I'm living in your light today. Question that once blind man again, trying to catch him in their spin. Tell us once more who set you free. He smiled and said, "Now I can see." They cast him out, but you drew near. Your shepherd's voice was loud and clear. One flock, one fold, one shepherd true. The new world shines because of you. Now I see, praise the Lord. Jesus brought a brand new day. The house you built is here to stay. I'm living in your light today. Now I see, praise the Lord. Your judgment rolled, your mercy shined. You saved your people right on time. The old world fell, the veil came down, and now we stand on holy ground. You built the house, the work is done. We shine like lights beneath the sun. Lift your voice, let Zion sing. We're living in the reign of the King. Now I see, praise the Lord, opened eyes I can't ignore. Your kingdom stands, your work is done. I'm living in the victory won. The house you built is here to stay. Your glory lights my everyday. Now I see.